stop recording. Boom. Oh, God, here we go. I am going to export audio as TDE 20. It's year, month, date. 2010-27. Is that it?
Yes.
Look at that. I'm learning, Daniel. It only took me, how many shows now?
16 or 17. Yeah. This is, you know who that is?
Wait a minute. I have to put you, oh, put this down. Okay. Oh, that's Scar.
It is. So they, at Animal Kingdom, there's a area back there where you can go and they have Disney animators that will teach you how to draw in, you know, the little class, so you get to keep the drawings that you make. So this is mine.
Very good.
I mean, you can see the circles where they that are already on the paper that they tell you, you know, this is so you, it's
that doesn't
step
matter
by people, step with, you know, Zach's is way better. This is Zach's. So
you know what, he has a stylized to his.
Yes.
He's got a stylized thing. I like yours better. No offense to Zachary, but I like yours better.
This guy's very evil.
Yes, I know. Jeremy Irons, yes?
Yes. And the
who is not the second drummer on, or the first drummer on the Partridge Family.
And the one thing that the animator was telling us as he was teaching us how to draw this is because you start with the eyes and everything. And he was like, if you just do the eyes and the bridge of the nose, just that top part there, it looks very reminiscent of Jafar because it was the same animator that created Scar and Jafar.
And they rhyme.
I don't think he named them. I think he just drew them.
He only drawed them.
They don't give animators that kind of...
He drawed them.
He drawed them.
Okay, I'm going to put our thing... What? Stop that. Oh, hello.
Oh, yes, you can see the little papers that they gave you.
They do this. Starting from nothing. It's a circle.
Yeah.
You should give yourself some... You know, you always knock yourself, Daniel.
No,
oh, look at how cute.
Yes. They do this... no one can see these pictures, but yes. It's a picture of us on the train. This is a train car that we were on heading to that animation thing. They do this in California Adventure, too. They do the animation drawing thing over... They have a building over there that they do it.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
because
cool.
We have not been to the... amusement parks.
They also have a YouTube video, like the Disney Parks has a YouTube channel, which occasionally they'll give you like there's one like how to draw Pluto, how to draw Mickey, and that kind of thing. It's kind of cool.
And Pluto is your favorite Disney character.
It is. You know, it is Pluto's 90th birthday this year.
I know, we talked about it.
Okay, great.
It's okay. And Zachary's is the little dragon or the thing from Epcot. Is that
yes,
his favorite?
Figment.
Why is that? Not that there's anything wrong with it. I'm just.
I don't know. He just really likes Figment. That is his favorite.
That's kind of an obscure.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's
character.
Maybe it's because it's obscure that he likes it. They have new signs at Disney now. Let me show you that. These are, in addition to all the announcements and everything, they are now, guests not properly wearing an approved mask will be asked to leave.
Wow.
Also, if
that's some rough-ass language for Disney.
Yeah. Also, if you don't wear it over your nose, they'll yell at you. They don't yell because they're Disney. But they politely ask you to put it back on correctly. Like kids. Like they'll tell kids, like, I'm sorry. Excuse me. You need to pull that over your nose. But, you know.
Yeah.
Good old Disney. I don't understand Gavin Newsom's position on this whole thing.
A lot of people think it's political.
But I don't see how this politically benefits him. I mean, theme parks are largely outdoors. So it's like.
It benefits him because he can. I don't know. But. And I like Gavin Newsom a lot, but he can, if he keeps everything closed up, he can continue to vilify, you know, the orange shit stain in his regime.
For another week.
God, I hope you're right, Danny. I tell you, you know, when you talk, you hearten me. You really do. When you talk like you talk and you give the facts, it's very heartening. Mm-hmm. But as I said on the show, and I'm saying in the post show, that you can listen to if you belong to Dementia 13. What the fuck is it called?
Level 13.
Level 13. Dementia 13. Call box 7. Scott. Yeah, I was going to say. Oh, that. I did say PTSD, and I meant PT. I am telling you something. I have another Facebook account that's not Antivira. Antivira was created actually to be like an advertising Facebook page, but all kinds of wonderful people are there. But I have a personal one that's a variation of my real name. It still isn't my real name, but it's my where Scooter. My family, any of my family who are on Facebook or whatever.
It's Scooter.
Yes.
Scooter Lindsay, I think was
Scooter Lindsay.
Scooter Libby.
Oh yeah, Scooter Libby. And I changed the image when the shit stain won. I changed the image to this gorgeous watercolor picture of an African-American man with his face in his hands and the Titanic headed for an iceberg. That's what and that picture has been there. And that account has had so many people unfollow it because I post political hatred of that thing and the things he does. And people were tired of hearing. I lost all of the people who followed me on my real account, I call it. I don't know how to get them back, because if this shit stain loses, oh, the joyous things. I'll start posting, because all I ever love to do on Facebook is post funny shit. I love to make people laugh, and any form that I can make people laugh, I love to do it. And I create memes, I do all kinds of stuff. That's what I want to get back to, and not being mortified.
I feel that is a very widespread belief held across almost every party, which is, hey, remember when we didn't pay attention to the president every fucking day and it was okay? Like, God, you could just like go weeks at a time without hearing about what Barack Obama did. Like, okay. Oh yeah, that's right. He's in the White House. Yay. Good for him. It's like, why is every single fucking day we're hearing about this guy? And I feel like the Supreme Court thing really works out in our favor in a way that, because if I'm a diehard conservative and I'm an old fart in Florida, and I know that people around me are dying from COVID-19 or have gotten it, because that's the thing that I don't think we talk about enough, is that people that get sick with this, that have to go to the hospital, even though they don't die, are still going through hellacious problems afterwards. This is not a case. So it's like, and we're not really reporting those numbers of, oh, by the way, you had 30,000 people that went to the hospital and didn't die, but they're still sick and they were in there for weeks. And it's like,
and they can be, and they're thinking that there can be permanent damage from this thing.
Not only on top of that, but now they're getting the bills for these things. And it's like, we don't have free healthcare in America. So now you're talking $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 hospital bills that are hitting these people. But they're looking at it going like, all right, well, we have a majority in the Supreme Court. I don't need to go fucking vote. I don't need to go put myself in harm's way to go vote on election day. Fuck that. It's like, I've already gotten everything I need. It's like, it's not urgent for me to go and vote for this president because there's no pressing thing to get me to do it. I've already got a majority on the court. I've already got, you know, whatever other stupid things that they're concerned about. You know what I'm saying? It feels like this wasn't, the Supreme Court was something that they got their people to turn out for. And now they've taken that away because that's already happened. And so I don't need to vote for him. It's already happened. So in that respect, I feel, keep in mind, I don't believe that her on the Supreme Court is a good thing. I'm just saying that in a lot of ways, by Mitch McConnell adjourning the Senate today without passing a COVID relief bill, but was only there to make sure that he pushed through this fucking nomination, did him no favors from electorally.
I don't know. I don't know about that, because people are ignorant. People do not know the facts. People just sit back and listen to Fox News and do what they tell them. And I don't think people that vote for Mitch McConnell know that Mitch McConnell was in there doing what he did. I don't think that they know that. So it's troubling. But once again, we'll know in Well, no, we won't know when we're talking again, but we'll know the night that we're talking.
That'll be that night.
Again.
That'll be election night. Yeah. I'll be so excited. Do you do that? Do you sit down and watch the election returns with Brian Williams and Rachel Maddow?
I did in 2016, and I did with Barack, yeah. Because I was on a podcast at that time with Madge Weinstein and Wanda Wisdom.
Yeah, it was the Eat This Hot Show.
Eat This Hot Show. And I repeatedly said, because I believed it so strongly, that this country will never elect an African American.
Yes, many people
say never that. Because yes. Because I've known profoundly the racism that is rampant in this country, the homophobia and the racism. So I kept saying, there's no chance. There isn't a chance. And Madge, of all people, got me political because prior to that, I was, I don't vote. What's my one fucking vote going to do? I don't have any interest in it. I don't care. They're all crooks. They all deserve what, you know, I didn't. He inflamed me to the point of, and now I'm neurotic about it. Now I'm so involved, it's ridiculous. But we watched very closely the election, Barack Obama's first, one. And I was stunned and thrilled and couldn't believe it. I was so proud of our country for the first time, being really proud of our country. And then when he got reelected, it was holy fuck. I am really proud of our country. And then the shit hit the circulating thing. And
yeah, and there's a lot of reasons for that. But I feel like a lot of those people that voted for Trump on the Republican side back in 2016, it was just like, okay, well, he says he can do this and blah, 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 are not going to turn out for him because they're like, what the fuck? It's like,
do you think they're that smart?
It's not a matter of being smart, Scott. It's a matter
of being aware or being.
Yeah, it's a matter of them. You know what? I'm tired of hearing about this. It's like, all I know is I hear about this guy every fucking day. It's like on, you know, the news, it's like all this stuff. And it's like all these people, it's like, and it doesn't matter what Fox News says. People aren't so stupid that they can't go like, all right, it can't always be the other side. It can't always be, you know, that you've never done any, you know, that you've never done anything wrong. It's like, at some point, there's a fatigue. There's a fatigue that says, I'm not talking about the crazy 20% that's going to always vote, you know, those morons, because they're sports team people, right? He's their sports team, and they're going to, you know, they're diehard sports fans, and they're idiots. However, the good news there is, when you really press in on the numbers there, a lot of those people don't vote. It's like, they love Trump, and they'll put their Trump flags up, but they actually don't go and vote, so...
Well, like you said, we will see in 7 days, and there will either be joy in Mudville or there will be despair I don't know.
The question is then, I
yes,
think.
Yes, what's the question?
The question is like, all right, let's play this
Stop
out.
Stop saying like. You've done it 34 times in the last extemporaneous conversation, and I'm tired of hearing it, and I love you, but no more likes.
Let's play this out.
Okay.
Let's assume that he loses.
Okay. Trump or Biden?
Trump.
Okay, we're assuming that the orange shit stain loses.
Does he stay in office until January 20th, or do you think he'll just hike up and leave?
Take his ball and go home?
Yeah.
That would be hysterical. You know what's funny is I would not put that... This would be it's very interesting to talk about on the show. I would not put that past him.
No,
to
I
say, wouldn't. I lost. I'm leaving. So what happens then? Pence takes over?
Yeah.
For that remaining time?
Yeah. And I feel like last night in Pennsylvania, he gave a speech that they were playing a clip on the Morning Joe this morning, where he basically was marveling at their big trucks in the field in Erie, Pennsylvania, wherever he was. He's like, look at those trucks over there. It's like, I could just get in one of those trucks and just drive away. Just drive away from all this. It's like, my life was so great before I became president. It's like, everything was perfect. And but, you know, it's like, I feel like he's starting to think that. He's like, he's not exactly a difficult book to read. It's like
he isn't.
Whatever is on his mind pretty much just comes out of his mouth. So it's like, I feel like if he loses, and that was not a like, that was I feel like, that was a valid use of the word like. I feel like if he loses, it's even odds whether he stays or not. The other option is
I hadn't thought about it until you said it, and it's very funny, but his personality and the way this asshole has behaved, that is not out of the realm of possibility of what could happen.
Also, he's not in jail right now largely because the fact that he's the president. And as soon as he's a private citizen, so it would not surprise me if he left the country and then resigned.
Oh, man. Well, it'll be great. Yes, it will be great.
All right.
You go cook dinner.
I am. I don't know what I'm making.
You go, after you cook dinner and you eat, you go edit this podcast brilliantly because I want to listen to it tonight and play it for my husband, especially the retraction about it's been 37 years and not 36 years. And you make my Tuesdays very happy, and I thank you for it.
Well, thank you, sir.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye, Bonds.
Bye-bye.